Good morning. My guest this morning is Gretchen Schubeck from Daily Acts. Good morning, Gretchen.
Good morning, Roland.
Well, we are going to be talking about a program that is coming up on August 29th. Is that right?
That's coming Saturday? This coming Saturday.
This is a program on do-it-yourself solutions to save water. So why don't you describe this? Tell us where it is and what the program is going to be like.
Sure. So this Saturday, the 29th, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., Daily Acts is partnering with Santa Rosa Water and the Sonoma Marin Saving Water Partnership to offer this DIY drought solutions event. It's a free, family-friendly event. We're going to have kids' activities. There'll be some food. And most importantly, there'll be experts on hand to offer one-on-one advice to help people save water. The solutions that we're promoting are very Daily Acts-centric. So they are low-cost, low-tech, people-powered solutions that everyday person can implement at their home to save significant resources.
I think the great value of this is that although by now just about everyone knows that there is a water shortage, I tend to think that neighborhood people who have been managing their lawn, the front of their house, for years and years and years can be kind of stymied by the idea of really having to change their way of doing things.
Yeah, and what we're seeing, thankfully, Roland, is we are seeing a sea change. I don't know whether I'd say we've reached a tipping point, but more often now you do see beautiful drought-tolerant landscapes that bring birds and bees and build healthy soil rather than acres and acres of lawn.
I have noticed myself, I live in a classic neighborhood with tract homes built basically around the mid to late 1950s. Mm. A lot of that lawn has already been replaced. People are actually growing food where they used to grow their lawns, which is really a good idea.
Yeah. And that's a really important – that's like a foundation principle of Daily Acts is change your lawn for lunch. just think about all the amazing fruits and foods that we could be growing if all those lawns were growing edible medicinal foods and plants and how beautiful it would be. And I think part of it is just changing our perception of what is beautiful. And I think that this drought has raised a significant amount of awareness of the opportunity that is before us. And the time is ripe to grab the opportunity.
And also, a lot of people in my neighborhood have just abandoned the front of their house. Mm. It looks terrible.
Yeah.
But if people just take hold a little bit and have some fun with their landscaping, it's a program like this one, Saturday at City Hall, is valuable. But this information is also available elsewhere. Mm-hmm. And you can make the front of your house look really nice.
Yeah. And you can do it in steps, too. You don't have to replace the whole lawn at once. You can do a patch, maybe plant some fruit trees, irrigate it with laundry water from your washing machine.
Right.
And we'll be teaching people how to do that on Saturday. So we really hope to see people. It's a completely free event. We definitely encourage people to take public transport. It's in downtown Santa Rosa at Santa Rosa City Hall. However, there is plenty of parking. So if you do decide to drive, there will be a place to park your car.
Great. Gretchen, thank you both for coming and telling us about this event and for doing the event itself.
Thank you so much, Roland.
Let's tell people once again that this is a free event which offers do-it-yourself solutions to save water. It's at City Hall on Friday, August 29th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. For information, here's the telephone number, 789-9664. Online, it's savingwaterpartnership.org/DIY. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacobetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.